Jerry Boehner Show, 949. Let's actually start with this. And again, I want to apologize if you're just joining me. This cough is really getting to me. So if you hear moments of dead air, it's me closing the mic to hack. If you're listening on the stream, you might actually hear me hack. I apologize for that because I can't always pot down the mic. It's easier just to press the button. Never mind. You don't care about any of that. Yesterday, actually, I believe I did this. I think I did this in the after show video, which you didn't see because the audio didn't work. That means if I'm right about this, I didn't address it at all. Recently, the state of Wisconsin hired a very controversial sex offender evaluator. In Florida, he was seen as a guy who was very, very, very lenient. Very lenient. In terms of deciding who is and isn't a sex predator. That designation fell by about half under his watch. And a lawmaker in Florida who describes himself as a big fan of Scott Walker urged the governor, fix this. This guy should not be making this decision for the state of Wisconsin. That has been done. Scott Walker's administration has fired new sex offender administrator Daniel Montaldi as evaluation director at the Sand Ridge Secure Treatment Center, a state facility for sex predators. Walker was asked why he didn't deal with it right away. He says he was disappointed the guy was hired, pleased the guy's been fired. He said that it wasn't under his direct control. And by the way, I'm going to call out Dan Bice here to a degree. Bice broke this story, and Bice has been trying to paint this as another mistake by Scott Walker. I don't think so. I think this mistake is relatively low down the food chain from Walker. It's a mistake. It's a mistake of the Walker administration. But I think the way Bice has been wording it, Scott Walker did another sex offender thing. I don't think that's fair. I'm not saying Bice said that, but I think he tries to imply it so you would infer it. Because it is the type of hire that it was. It's a civil service hire, so you can't just turn around and fire the guy that easily, as you may know, when it comes to civil service positions. But it has been done. Once the story broke, I'm glad they didn't dawdle, and I'm glad they handled it right away. But I truly do believe that it's just not, this isn't enough, and you know, I have been very critical of Scott Walker concerning the people with which he surrounds himself. I don't think, in my opinion, it's one of those moments. We're going to have several things about Scott Walker. Item two. After 10 o'clock, we're going to get to the way the left and the media has reacted to the email dump. We'll get to that. This from WisconsinFree.com. Governor Walker backs bill aimed at replacing Common Core. Governor Scott Walker has come out to support a bill that would shift education standards to a new state board with specific requirements of accountability. According to legislation written and proposed by State Senator Leah Vuckmer, the board would be comprised of public educators and active parents and eventually replace the controversial Common Core standards in place now. Currently, the benchmarks for testing and curriculum are implemented by State Superintendent Tony Evers and have come under recent fire for what opponents see as a federal threat to control by local school districts. Now, let me say this. The concerns over Common Core run much deeper than that. That does, to a degree, summarize Common Core, but it runs much, much deeper than that. And concerns about the indoctrination in this curriculum and other concerns. This is a very good development. But as Scott Walker and others have pointed out, Common Core is in place, and you can't just immediately pull it out. There does need to be some type of transition. And I think what Vuckmer and others are proposing here does that transition. And I do think that is, in fact, very, very important. That you can't, there does have to be some, all right, this is in place, we want to get rid of it, but we can't do it with a flip of a switch. I know those of you who feel strongly about Common Core don't necessarily believe that. I do. And I think the moves, this and other moves by Republicans in the legislature this session to make schools more accountable, and I'm okay with making voucher schools more accountable in terms of having set standards. I know some of you felt that was a mistake of the voucher program, that it did expose private schools to more regulation. I think there has to be a line there. They have to continue to be private schools, but if they are going to get voucher money, the private schools that get voucher money, I don't know that I have a problem with uniform standards. But I certainly like the standards as proposed in the way that they would apply to public schools, particularly failing schools. And I wish Republicans in the legislature would all get on the same page and realize that the time for this has in fact come. Education reform is the civil rights fight of the 21st century. The left doesn't want you to believe that because they're on the wrong side of this fight, protecting teachers, protecting the education establishment, specifically protecting bad teachers in failing inner city schools. And let's be frank, that's mostly what we're talking about here. Not entirely, but mostly what we're talking about. And they simply do not, because Wisconsin's the exception, in most states, teachers' unions still have the ability to give vast support to Democrats. They don't want to jeopardize that. So Democrats are working against the interest of people that they are supposed to care about the most, low-income minorities, in failing schools. And they simply will not work to repair that. That is the civil rights battle of the 21st century. It absolutely is. In the next hour, going to spend a fair amount of time talking about the email dump that occurred yesterday. Now, due to a court ruling, a lot of emails involved in the John Doe, the original John Doe investigation, going back to Scott Walker's days as county executive in Milwaukee County, were released. There are some, give or take, some 25,000. The left was salivating over this. The media salivating over this. But I guess I repeat myself. Anyway, ooh, what's in there? What's in there? Moments, and I mean almost literally, moments after they were released, the media started analyzing, pouring through them. We'll get to that in the next hour, Jason. Analyzing, pouring through them, trying to find something. I want to spend a lot of time on a couple of things. One, what they did find. Two, the way this is being presented by the media and the way it is being utilized by the left to attack Scott Walker. And by the way, that's nationally. Rachel Maddow was all over this. Bad day for Scott Walker. Blah, 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 blah. This, however, and this is why I want to spend a lot of time on this, this could stick. If you listen to conservative talk radio, you're informed about this. However, what the media is trying to do is paint this as a new scandal. The left, obviously, you knew they were going to do that. The media, wittingly or unwittingly, and I think it's wittingly, are trying to paint this as a new scandal because now they see these things, even though all of this stuff is several years old. And I think a lot of people in Wisconsin are going to fall for that charade, which is why I want to try to straighten it out. Starting at 10:06, it's 9:58.
Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.